At the beginning of the essay, the author gives the reasons for any nation's prosperity. It is 14 points. Climatic conditions, the richness of the soil and minerals, and the industriousness of the population are mentioned. But the key to prosperity is the ability to sell one's goods, the availability of ports, the minting of one's own coinage, and the passing of laws that suit everyone. The author then applies these 14 points to the Kingdom of Ireland. Climatic conditions, fertile soils, and convenient ports mean as much to the Irish people as the beautiful scenery seen by a prisoner from his prison window. England has utterly ruined the country's industry. All that Ireland still produces is crude matter and butter. Ireland has no currency of her own. She is forced to buy foreign goods. Her laws are rules imposed on slaves by their master. Why, then, when they speak of the state of things in Ireland, do they speak of the idleness and laziness of its people?